Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. The border. There's so much problems down on the border, and who's doing something about it? Well, it's certainly not the federal government. With us today is Senator Ron Johnson to tell us his confrontation with Secretary Mayorkas. And good morning, Senator Johnson. What's going on down there?
Morning, John. Well, a lot of denying of reality. We've had Secretary Mayorkas before our committees in the past, and he's just never prepared to answer questions. He'll never admit that we have a crisis at the border. I asked him, I have my chart that I've been developing for years. It just lays it out very graphically how Trump pretty well had the border secured, particularly as it relates to unaccompanied children and families exploiting our asylum laws. And the minute that Joe Biden came to office, this exploded into a full-blown crisis. And the secretary wouldn't even call the problem. I started out saying, the first step in solving a problem is admitting you have one. We at least admit you have a problem. He says, well, we have a challenge. I said, well, can't you call it a problem at least? I mean, it's a crisis. And he wouldn't even do that. And he certainly would not admit that the actions his administration has taken, ending the return to Mexico policy, blowing up the agreements with Central American countries and Mexico, not completing the wall, completely oblivious, would not admit that those actions are exactly what sparked this crisis, as well as the signal we've sent to the entire world that if you come into America, you get to stay. That's the reality. It is enormously frustrating, but again, they'll never solve the problem if they won't first admit they have one, and secondly, if they won't actually acknowledge the root cause. And of course, the root cause of the problem is President Joe Biden and Secretary Mayorkas. That is the root cause.
Look, I believe in immigration, but we have to know who's coming or going. It can't be terrorists and people that want to harm American citizens, and it can't be the drug lords bringing in fentanyl to hurt American citizens. And I think the Secretary Mayorkas is, if that's his attitude, then somebody has to bring him up on charges.
Well, obviously Congress has no ability to prosecute anybody. We don't even, right now, Democrats in charge, there's no way to impeach him. But all we can really do is expose them. And so we try and use these hearings to do that. I thought it was interesting, the secretary knew full, he had the statistics in terms of, how many people were harmed in the return to Mexico policy. He didn't know how many people had actually been returned under the return to Mexico policy. And of course, he had no idea how many rapes occurred in this massive flow of illegal immigration. How many MS-13 gang members have come in? Obviously, we know over 100,000 overdose deaths. But he had no idea on the numbers of all the human depredations caused by his administration facilitating the business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking. He's completely oblivious to it.
I don't think anybody in our country, the people in the know that understand what the heck is going on, they're scratching their head. The border problem. Is there anything else you want to talk about on the American people? I mean, we certainly have a big problem in the border, and I don't think President Biden has a clue what's going on. I don't think Secretary Mayorkas has a clue. If he does have a clue and is not doing something about it, then I would use the word treason with Secretary Mayorkas.
Well, part of the big problem here, John, is that the press is complicit in all this. The media, the corporate media, the big tech social media giants, I mean, they got this guy elected, right? A man who campaigned from his basement. They covered up the Hunter Biden, Chuck Grassley, my report on his vast web of foreign financial entanglements, the Hunter Biden laptop story. That was all suppressed. It was all censored. So the complicity and the corruption of the media in this also has to be pointed out. And that's one of the reasons they can sort of get away with the completely out-of-control border crisis is the mainstream media is not reporting on it. It's only radio shows like yours or, a few network cable TV stations that are reporting on this. Most of the media is just ignoring all of the problems of the Biden administration. When you heard Obama and you heard Biden say they're going to fundamentally transform America, now Americans are starting to understand what that looks like. Open borders, 40-year high inflation, record gasoline prices, rising crime. Basically, John, they're fundamentally destroying this country. But Americans have to awaken to what's happening here, and that's what November 2022 has got to be about.
Well, our network always saying to people, we just want our reporters and our people to tell the truth so the American people know how to deal with the truth. And if anybody feels we're not telling the truth, email me, katz@wabcradio.com. We want the truth. And Senator Johnson, thank you a great deal for telling the truth to the American people. And God bless America. I hope we survive to 2076, our 300th year.
God bless you. Take care.